Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Tresh applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White throws the ball into Tresh, who relays the ball to Clark, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cox bunts towards the mound. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pepitone moves to third. Jack Fisher now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field. Voss picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Voss. Stottlemyre goes all the way around to score. Clark moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox is hit by the pitch. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Booker now catching. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kosko hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Priddy. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Tresh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.